Hey, Nation, what's up? Eddie Greer back for another episode, once again, of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm at K-State University on this Wednesday, January 14th, 2025. Appreciate y'all for checking out the latest edition of this podcast, all things K-State sports. Your very first time on this podcast, once again, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode slash recording of this podcast here. Again, just a reminder, folks, before we get into this latest big get in the football camp, yeah, back to a normal schedule, finally, thank you, Jesus, for that. So recording's gonna be a premium, but we've already got a lot of stuff lined up already, and that's not even including K-State sports here, starting tonight with UCF, as I'm sitting here recording this podcast. This morning, the sun's not up yet, and I'm recording right back at it. So there's that. Since today is my usual off day, there'll probably be a little bit more recording after work. So there's that. Make sure you subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell, so I update your content daily. Y'all be first to be notified about that. Yeah, we'll have y'all squared away. And this is we might have to rename this team the Oklahoma State Wildcats. Just saying. Dude, I'm going to have to save this for Saturday. Because this is the third Oklahoma State get out of the portal. And this is a big one right here, folks. This was flooded all over K-State Twitter yesterday there. Oklahoma State, K-State, huge get. D-line, I've been saying it for the last week and a half or so, maybe 2 weeks, since Colin Klein, the staff. Hey, Colin Klein, for those of you who don't, if you're for the first time, don't know Colin Klein, well, you should. But Colin Klein right now, currently, your new coach for the football team, landed a huge get. Wendell Gregory, Oklahoma State, and apparently here, I have several tabs here. He was the we got some young guys over there from Oklahoma State. Fields, we already recorded that. Ain't been posted yet, but we might have an Oklahoma State day on this podcast this weekend. Just saying. Just be on looking for it. That's why you need to subscribe to this podcast, because last Sunday we had three episodes roll out. And looks like either Saturday or Sunday might be the same thing, particularly to Oklahoma State. Thank you, Oklahoma State. Yes, sir. Yeah. Defensive freshman of the year last year, Wendell Gregory. And he was the number 4th ranked edge player in the nation. And according to transfer portal numbers, he was the number 23rd player in the portal. So you have that there as well. Let me see if I can. Yeah. All right. So Wendell Gregory, this is big because obviously you lost a lot of big additions, key members from that 6-6 team, that underachieving team, which again, we have stressed that enough. We'll probably will continue to stress that up there as well. Oh, this is big. Big get. Obviously you had Rodney Fields on the upside of the ball. Now you have what? Josiah Oliphant. Now, I can't forget think of his last name, but again, it was Oliphant Jr., a hybrid linebacker that recorded last week. And now you add another Oklahoma State player. So, again, I think, who's the coach over there at Oklahoma State down there? Because I'm thinking it was Corey Patterson was just down. Yeah, I think it was our new running backs coach was just down there, Corey Patterson. Yeah, so see, now I see all this starting to register a little bit here in this wild brain of mine. But yeah, this is big. Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly right here. This is a huge get. Because one, we still don't even know. I still don't know if Osami, Michael Alcorn Crowder, Obi Izar, I don't even know their landing spots yet. I don't. Since they hit the transport. This is a huge right here. Oklahoma State, defensive end, Wendell Gregory, are just the biggest key on him, on his resume, to this point. And really, all three of them, all three former Oklahoma State players, were like freshmen. Ooh! So, take that as you will. Take that as the future, already looking good for K-State there on that. Let me see here. Yeah, 4-star prospect out of high school, and a 4-star transfer portal talk. Yeah, we just mentioned that. Ooh, and not only that, hey, half. He comes from my, originally comes from my home state. He's from Marietta, Georgia. Started his career at South Carolina. Interesting enough. A college career before playing, he retained his red shirt. So again, rules about the red shirt in pass, and it might be still right now. I don't know, but four games. You have to play four games, and then you play past that. You remove the red shirt freshman. Yeah, so he played sparingly for South Carolina, and then he hauled on over to the Midwest in Stillwater, Oklahoma, to Oklahoma State. There for his freshman season. And last year, Gregory, a team high, listen to this, four sacks, 12 tackles for a loss, the most of any freshman in FBS, and fifth most in the conference. He also ended the season with 27 total tackles, 7 quarterback hurries and a pass breakup, and to his credit last year, forced fumble. This was all over last night when I was checking in on the news, catching up on the latest news from the day yesterday, Tuesday, which today I'm recording this on Wednesday morning here before I head off to work here. But yeah, so this is big. I think, yeah, we are at Keaton Jones. That Keaton Jones episode should be up on the Pro Watch podcast feed. Should be up when this comes up. But yeah, this is going to be a former Oklahoma State day. And it's probably going to either Saturday or Sunday. Haven't decided yet. Yes, there's going to be activity with women's tennis. Women's tennis is Thursday and Friday. That's starting tomorrow. They start their season tomorrow. Indoor track and field have their one-day premiere on Friday. So I haven't decided yet. I have not decided yet. I haven't put it all together yet. Might be on Sunday. We'll see. Because according to my schedule, I still have to work one of the stupid weekends, which is, but I gotta play sacrifices here. But yeah, man, so let me see here. Yeah, so 6'3" from the portal there as well. Yeah, I already mentioned all that there as well. Yeah, man, I mean, these guys, yeah, their resumes are just being built there as well. But you're getting Rodney Fields, leading rusher, running back, from Oklahoma State, Josiah Olafant Jr. I'm sorry if I misplaced your name. But he, hybrid linebacker / slot corner, got him. And they say, and even Colin Klein said that he had upside potential. And this is upside potential right here in Wendell Gregory right here. So, the defense is being rebuilt in the transfer portal. This is the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Jordan Peterson, Marcus Woodson, your defense coordinators there. Gotta love this get right here. Just grabbing somebody. K-State, by far, has been on the attack, in the upswing. And I'm pretty sure they're one of the biggest winners in the portal. And I probably put my other college team right there, right next to it. In the Florida Gators, but this is not a Gator podcast. This is a K-State podcast. So, again, and then also, that doesn't include what we've been talking about for the last 2.5 weeks. Marcus Woodson, speaking of him, he's going to have a loaded DB room. And that's not even including the guys that he's getting back on the team as well. We'll step aside here in just a moment here on the podcast here. Let me see if I can squash here. Oh boy. Yeah, let me do anything here. Anyways, we'll step aside here. I'm gonna have to do this real quick. Yeah, so we'll step aside here after this. We'll wrap things up here on the Program Podcast in just a moment. K-State Nation, we're back here on the podcast here. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. K-State Sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Yes, to finish it up real quick. I don't know that whatever. But anyways, yeah. So Wendell Gregory, just to finish up here real quick. Wendell Gregory, the fourth number ranked top 5 edge and top 25 player in the transfer portal, exactly number 23 in the country right there. So yeah, this is massive right there as well as you start to retool that defense over there. So yeah, you need to get some guys up there. And you're getting young guys. So between those three that I've been talking about all podcast long. Yeah. Appreciate you, Oklahoma State, for that. But so it's, yeah, we might have to start nicknaming this team a little bit, Oklahoma State Wildcats. I made that joke earlier because this is the third, as far as I know. Now, again, I haven't checked out the rest. I haven't double-checked everything else out. But this is the third Oklahoma State get out of portal for the K-State staff here in the transfer portal cycle. Incredible. And they're all of them coming off their freshman season. So, yeah, the sky's the limit for those individuals and for K-State, obviously, trying to get this program back to where it needs to be. They're following a 6-6 season. So, yeah, there's that. So, put a bowl on it for right now. Here on the show, Wendell Gregory, pretty much the biggest news story from yesterday or last night, however you want to put it there, from the football camp there, coming to K-State yesterday in a huge resume, including being Big 12 Freshman of the Year last year. Let me go back and say that when we rephrase. Yeah, Divas, yes. Big 12, Defensive Freshman of the Year a year ago, or really last fall, you can probably put it that way there as well. So, Wendell Gregory bringing his talents to Manhattan there in a position of huge need there for the K-State defensive side of the ball. And yes, as I'm sitting recording this, K-State, speaking of coming up big, they need to come up big tonight against UCF. And of course, we'll have postcast recaps for those of you who are new to this podcast. Postcast recast after every K-State athletic event that includes women's tennis and indoor track and field later on this week. And of course, we'll get you set or recap what happened with K-State men's basketball. I'll do that tomorrow morning prior to me heading out for work. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports and get it. We're a podcast of found free available daily or a chance to record K-State content. Yeah, baby, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon. Make sure you are locked in to the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater once again about the Pearl Project Podcast. I appreciate and literally, seriously, appreciate y'all's support for this podcast. You guys continue to listen and stay up to date on the latest of K-State sports, and I'm here to talk about it each and every day. Daily podcast, yes, all caps right there, daily podcast, and that includes, if you have not, I'll keyed in on it. Yeah, I said Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, we come at you Saturday and Sunday as well. Hey, if you were a subscriber prior to last weekend, it was last Sunday that we had three episodes come out. So, yes, there's those days, too, that sometimes there could be three. Half the time, there's two episodes. And then, of course, your daily episode one. So there you go on that. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another football out of the portal edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Once again, all things K-State sports. We'll catch.